CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ari. How are you feeling after the big bowl last night?
Yeah, I remembered why I usually just hang out and have fun off the actual bowling section.
Why, though?
Oh, I really do think I've got ADHD and I just can't concentrate after, like, one or two bowls.
That's your problem.
I kind of just, like, that's I'm out,
you
I'm
were,
out.
You were ahead of me in the score at the start. Your problem is you didn't finish.
I know.
You could have beaten me.
Not the first time. Oh, that's funny. So good.
I had a shocking first couple of rounds at Devonport 10 bin bowl for our Coins for Kids night last night. Shocking couple of first rounds. You were ahead.
Yeah,
you just got to keep the momentum.
I lost interest.
It's about, it's about the long haul.
Yeah,
you burn
right.
Bright all at once and then you give up.
Yeah. Story of my life. Oi, boyfriend's just messaged. Mm. Tell Adam it's cold and I need you to come cuddle me. And
me?
He says hello.
I don't know why he wants to cuddle from me.
I need to leave work. My boyfriend wants me, except he actually wrote, tell Adam your husband is cold and needs his wife to come look after him. And I was like, pretty sure I said yesterday your nickname's boyfriend, not husband.
So he's up early, is he?
He is up early to listen. He's listening. So, hello.
So you'll be on the phone with him during the entire show?
Probably.
Great.
Nah, I don't know what you're talking about, Adam. I told you, a boy band.
If boyfriend could please go back to sleep so Ari can concentrate on the show, that'd be great.
Go back to sleep. Thank you very much.
I tell you what, you'll need to concentrate next because we'll do the five-second rule.
Nervous.
It's coming back. Five-second rule. We challenge each other. We'll do it next. Here's some big energy for you. This will give you the energy you need for five-second rule, Adam and Ari.
Morning.
When are you going to stop playing?
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. It's 12 past 6 on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We've only got five seconds to say the words.
Nice and early, Ari and I like to challenge each other to say three things in 5 seconds. That's how it works. You can play along listening. Often, it's not that hard to beat us.
No, never. All right, Adam, here we go. I'm excited to ask you this. All right, Adam, in 5 seconds, name three types of floor exercises.
You can do a sit-up, you can do a push-up, crunch.
You can do a crunch.
What is a crunch?
It's a type of sit-up.
Is it different to a sit-up?
Well, I'll claim it. Well, a crunch is just like a little crunch. Like you just sit up like, you know, a little bit, whereas a full sit-up, you sit all the
sit
way
up. Yeah, right. I've done it well. I've done well.
Yeah, I've done well.
Are there
proud
any others?
Of you.
Any other floor ones you can think of?
Yeah, there's heaps, but I'm not right this second.
Okay.
I forgot.
In five seconds?
All the ones I can think of are probably not appropriate to be on air. Sorry.
Okay. All right, Ari. Can you please, for me, in 5 seconds, name three red foods?
Tomato.
Tomato.
I was going to say strawberry, and then I was like,
yeah.
But is it pink or is it red?
Strawberry's
and
red.
And then I panicked.
Just say it. Say it and move on. There's no time. Five seconds.
I can't deal.
There's capsicum, raspberries.
Oh, yeah, capsicum.
Apples.
Oh, my God. What was I thinking?
Cherries.
You know what? This is why we've got to do a five-second rule every single day, because it really does wake me up.
Whereas I'm fine.
Whatever.
I can just go straight back
whatever.
In with the three.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Yes. Home of the Ning Ning Nong controversy.
On Devonport's hit music station, 107.7 CFM.
Good morning, it's 21 past 6. That's Shawn Mendes on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Oh, Adam. Okay, have you ever gone into a shop and you just spent so much time looking around and then you're like, I'm trying to find a certain thing. I don't really want to ask because it's a little bit awkward, but I just like keep looking. So you're just doing laps and you're like looking everywhere, can't find it. And then you're like, oh, I'm just going to have to ask for help. You weren't sure if you wanted to buy anything or not, but like you just wanted to see like if they had it, ask for help. Then they have to go to a cabinet, get a key, unlock it, show you the item, and then you're like, oh, my God, panic mode. Oh, my God, like, that's a little bit too expensive. Like, don't really want to spend $500. Oh, like, what's the next item? Oh, it's not exactly what I wanted, but, like, I feel guilty now because you've gone, got the gay, opened the cabinet, I'm looking at it, it's like similar, but not quite what I want. Like, it doesn't quite connect to an app for like long distance situations. But, you know, it's just like, oh, and then you just buy it anyway because you're just like, damn it.
Because you're just like, damn it.
Yeah, you're like, oh, like you feel guilty, you're just like, oh.
So you didn't,
I've been in here for too long, now I have to buy something.
So you didn't want, this happened to you recently.
Yeah.
You didn't want something, but you felt bad because they showed it to you in the cabinet, so
well,
you bought it.
Because I was just in there for so long, because I was looking around the whole entire shop.
Did you say $500?
Well, the brand that I wanted was the only one that they had in stock. Was $500, and I was like, mate, that's too steep. Like, I'm not paying $500 for that. So there was one similar, but the app, it said it had an app connection, but the app connection wasn't, I've realised, exactly what I need. Like, it needs to be remotely. You need to be able to connect to the app remotely, not just yourself use the app. $250.
Yeah, okay.
I spent.
On a guilt buy.
On a guilt buy.
On something you didn't want.
Well, it's close, but just not quite.
If someone's showing me something and I don't want it, I'll stand my ground and say, no thanks, thank you, but...
Oh, yeah, but I would have had to... So if I had said no thank you, I would have then had to have walked around again and just bought anything. Like...
Something else.
But then I was like, but they're not what I want.
You're letting...
I wanted this particular... The only thing is the app connection isn't quite right.
Yeah.
Devastating.
But you bought it.
I bought
it. And you're devastated that you bought it.
I mean, it'll be fine. I can still use it.
Yeah.
But it just not. I was just so mad.
But I don't understand why you bought something you didn't want. Just don't buy it.
Well,
you just say no, thank you.
So much time in the store, in the shop, and then other people came in, and I was like, I just got to get out of here. Might I add, they were also playing CFM, plus it's me, and now I'm talking to the shop person, and I'm like, you definitely know who I am. I mean, whatever. Like, no shame, ooh.
The awkwardness is already there because you're talking about the Red Lantern.
Yeah, I was talking about the Red Lantern. Yeah.
But
like, how much time can you spend in the shop without
it being
weird?
As much as you want. You're the customer. You don't have to buy anything.
No, I don't, and then I was thinking, like, man, there's not many people around. Like, support your local. And then I was like, nah, I just got to do it. I just got to do it. Yeah. Take my money. Support your local.
Most people don't sleep on a bed of money and wouldn't be able to afford to give away $250.
Stop it.
On a guilt buy, but...
I'm going to have to go back and get the other one now.
So now you're spending $750.
Support your local. I'm here for the community.
The rest
here
of us.
Here for the community.
We would support our local if we could afford it, but
I
our
need
bed.
The app connection.
Our bed is made of mattress, not money or gold.
Well, I'll just find a second job and I'll pay for it.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat? Who dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Can you tell the difference? All right, Kylie Minogue in an audio lineup of three. Which one is the real Kylie? If you think you know, give us a buzz on 1300 655 922. If you can indeed pick out which one is Kylie, you'll be in the draw to win a $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flu clean and wood heater assessment, and a $50 voucher to a cut above at Quality Meats in East Devonport.
That final Neighbours episode on tomorrow night, apparently. With Kylie Minogue and Margot Robbie. Also actress Zima Anderson, who plays Roxy Willis. She's from Burnie.
Get out! Really?
No fooling.
Oh, wow.
But we're playing with Kylie Minogue today. 1-300-655-922. Here the clips. Here's A.
I could bore you senseless with stories about the day that I did the song, or we had to, you know, fight for weeks to get the song, or do the video, or the first time I performed it live.
Beat.
When you have to pop a cork, like, on camera, on cue, and you don't know what it's going to do, it was so funny.
See.
Well, maybe this was a song that was meant to be out there for people for their own lives and to share the journey that you really don't know what somebody's going through privately. Yeah.
What do you reckon? 1-300-655-922. Which of those three is Kylie Minogue? We'll play him one more time. This is A.
I could bore you senseless with stories about the day that I did the song, or we had to, you know, fight for weeks to get the song, or do the video, or the first time I performed it live.
B.
When you have to pop a cork, like, on camera, on cue, and you don't know what it's going to do, it was so funny.
C.
Maybe this was a song that was meant to be out there for people for their own lives and to share the journey that you really don't know what somebody's going through privately.
Yeah. 1-300-655-922 is the number to play Who Dat. Which one's Kylie Minogue? Teenage Dirtbag on CFM doing the Kylie Minogue challenge.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who Dat?
I can't tell the difference.
Dylan from La Trobe on with us to play Who Dat this morning. Dylan, are you much of a Neighbours watcher?
Not really,
yeah. I haven't really watched it since, like, my school days. After school it'll be on when I'm waiting for the good shows to come on. Did you ever watch it?
I watched it when I was real little, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I think a lot of people watch it when they're a lot younger. But anyway, you think you know Kylie Minogue's voice?
Vaguely, yeah.
Might as well have a stab, Dylan. All right, we'll run the clips. Here's A.
I could bore you senseless with stories about the day that I did the song, or we had to, you know, fight for weeks to get the song, or do the video, or the first time I performed it live.
B.
When you have to pop a cork, like, on camera, on cue, and you don't know what it's going to do, it was so funny.
C.
Maybe this was a song that was meant to be out there for people for their own lives and to share the journey that you really don't know what somebody's going through privately.
A, B or C, what do you think, Dil?
Is it B?
When you have to pop a cork, like, on camera, on cue, and you don't know what it's going to do, it was so funny.
Sorry, brother. Ooh. That's her sister, Danny Minogue.
No worries.
Sorry, Dylan.
Devo!
Try to have a good day anyway, mate.
You too, mate.
See you, bye.
Bye.
That's it. The other two lines have given up. A or B, we've got two left. Here's A.
I could bore you senseless with stories about the day that I did the song, or we had to, you know, fight for weeks to get the song, or do the video, or the first time I performed it live.
He's someone's on the line. Someone's called back. Good morning, CFM. Who's this?
Hi, it's Anne. How are you?
Anne, good. Anne. How are you, Anne?
Good, thank you.
All right, we've narrowed it down to A and C. This is A.
I could bore you senseless with stories about the day that I did the song, or we had to, you know, fight for weeks to get the song, or do the video, or the first time I performed it live.
And we got C.
Maybe this was a song that was meant to be out there for people for their own lives and to share the journey that you really don't know what somebody's going through privately.
Yeah. Bring it home, man. What do you reckon, A or C?
I think it's A.
I could bore you senseless with stories about the day that I did the song, or
that's
we had to, you know, fight for weeks to get the song, or do the video.
Thank you.
G'day, Anne. Congratulations. You're in the draw to win that $50 voucher to a Cut Above Quality Meats in East Devonport. And you're in the draw to win that $150 voucher to Jensen's Quality Metalworks for a flue clean and wood heater assessment.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Well done, Anne. Hang there. I'll grab your details.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Morning, it's 5 minutes to seven on CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast, the program.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Today, the 27th of July, what we're going to do now is have a look at it.
All right, let's do it, Adam.
Was on this day, you'll be excited by this, hopefully, Ari, in 1836. Big day for you, big day.
Big day for me in 1836.
Yeah.
Huge day.
It changed everything for you. Adelaide was founded by Colonel William Light.
Get out.
When the first South Australian settlers arrived at Kangaroo Island. Oh, look at me, I'm a free settler.
Oh. Fancy.
I'm not going to a state with those horrible convicts. I'm a free settler. I'm going to have a dance. On this day, 1940, Bugs Bunny made his debut in the Warner Brothers cartoon A Wild Air. It's Bugs Bunny's birthday.
What's up, Doc?
Happy birthday to Bugs.
Happy B-Day.
On this day, a huge radio program around the entire country in 1984 commenced. Take 40 Australia with Barry Bissell.
This is Barry Bissell with The Real Thing, Take 40 Australia, and we're just 10 songs away from the number one song.
Huge, iconic radio. And on this day in 2003, Australian Idol premiered on Network 10.
Doesn't that sound just sound so good? It's like, yes, what's going to happen tonight?
Remember when Osher was called Andrew G? Oh. And the guy with him had googly eyes. I don't remember his name. James Matheson or something. Do you remember the winner of the first season? You must.
Are you talking about Guy Sebastian?
Yeah.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Arigan. Good morning, all. Coming up this hour before 8 o'clock, we're catching up with Freya Wild. She's part of Tony's Imaginary Circus that are performing in Mount Noman.
Gotta love Mount Noman.
So we'll find out.
Such a beautiful place.
We'll find out who Tony is and what is an imaginary circus.
Yeah. That's coming up.
Word Sanger also coming up.
Oh, love a bit of Word Sanger.
Dog News makes its return. And today we're asking you about if you could do any job in the world right now, there was no issues, you could just pick one, anyone, what job would you do?
What would you do, Adam? You're probably doing it, aren't you?
Breakfast radio.
You just froth it so much.
If I got sacked tomorrow, I'd probably go back to Hobart and just do it for free on the community station again.
Yeah, I know you would. Like, you wouldn't even... You'd be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
On air. Don't do it, Adam.
Probably don't be a better show.
Don't leave. Wait, stop it!
Hey, what would you do?
I'd just come with you.
That's your dream job?
Yeah, I'll just follow you around.
To do free radio on a community station.
I'm living the dream, Adam.
Your dream is to step down, step backwards, is it?
Yeah.
It's like, do this, but not get paid for it.
No! You know I'm only kidding. I don't know. I usually just go after my dreams.
Yeah.
I'm doing it right now.
Yep. Fair O. What's yours? 1-300-655-922. What's your dream job? What would you do if you could do anything? Or let us know. CFM Bernie, CFM Devonport on Facebook. Here it is, the remix of Running Up That Hill from Sergeant Slick, Adam and Ari.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Tell you what, that'd be a pretty good job, remixing other people's songs. CFM Bernie, CFM Devonport are asking, what's your dream job? What would you do if you could do any job right now? Emma has said a travelling food critic, like Anthony Bourdain.
Yeah.
Make documentaries and everything.
Yeah. Tina has said an international flight attendant, travel around the globe.
Would be pretty cool to travel.
I reckon they're probably looking for more flight attendants because they lost so many during COVID.
Yeah, so now's the time.
And now everyone's going to Europe, so they might need a few.
Mm. And Emma, you should, you know, go to one of those streaming services and say, hey, give me a documentary where I'm travelling the world as a food critic, because Anthony Bourdain is no longer with us.
Yeah.
So you could fill his shoes.
Adam has written on here, dull bludger.
Yeah. It's not a hard dream to attain that. I mean,
no,
you can do that.
You can do that right now.
You get pretty bored.
After your dreams, Adam.
You'd be bored, miserable, and broke. I don't know why that would be your dream.
I don't know. Hey, don't be judging other people's dreams.
Sorry, yeah, you go. If you chase that dream.
You want to be a doll watcher, you go ahead. Our tax has got you covered.
Susie wants to be a secret agent.
Oh, my God, that would be so cool. Ooh, silver crown.
Tiana wants to be a getaway presenter or a food reviewer. Again, Tiana, you and Emma, team up, make a documentary series where you travel and eat food like Anthony Bourdain. That would be a pretty...
Honestly, so good.
I did always watch Anthony Bourdain's travel documentaries where he's eating food around the globe and just talking to regular people and just think, oh, I wish that I could do
you
that.
You do like to taste weird things.
Yeah.
Like bullets, pretty weird.
And he drank a lot of beer on that show. I like to drink beer. I could do that.
I like to drink beer.
I like to travel the world, have a look at it.
You'd have to do that and a radio show, though, because you just froth radio.
Yeah, or I mean, the documentary would sort of cover the entertainment side, but yeah, I can, it's 2022, you can broadcast from anywhere.
Yeah, just chuck it into a poddy.
Or with the internet. I can connect to the desk here with the internet.
Oh, yeah, you go travel around and I'll connect you to the desk.
All right, deal.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Laura Kate, if she could do any job, wants to be a singer.
Oh, well,
Chorus King's coming up.
Yeah. Oh, kids, we should say Chorus Kids.
Chorus Kids on the way, yeah, after 8 o'clock. Bradley wants to do a radio show or a podcast too.
Oh, Bradley.
Look out, our jobs could be in jeopardy. Hello there, it's 24 past 7. Yeah, I've actually got dog-related news and activities now.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Ari, you've got a doggy.
Yeah,
Santi,
got a dog.
Golden Retriever, isn't she?
Sure
do. You give her peanut butter?
Does she eat much peanut butter?
Do you have jars of peanut butter in the house?
Oh, more of a Vegemite Gale. No, I don't have any right now. No.
But
I have given Santi peanut butter before.
It's a dog's, like, favourite treat, one of them, isn't it? Yeah, go ahead.
It's handy when you need to keep them occupied for a long time.
Yeah, because it's all sticky.
Yeah, you like put it in like those certain toys.
Yeah, or you give them the end of the jar. And they're just trying to get it all out or trying to get to the bottom, and it just spend hours.
No, I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, that works.
I'll add that to the list.
Yeah,
thanks, Adam.
But a veterinary nurse has issued a dire warning to dog owners about a common household item that could be poisoning their beloved four-legged pet. Most forms of peanut butter are considered safe for dogs to eat. Chrissy McPherson says feeding your animal low-sugar peanut butters containing xylitol is deadly.
So you're telling me just to go the regular peanut butter?
Yeah, so if it's a sugar-free one with xylitol in it, so it's a sugar alcohol that acts as a sweetener, this xylitol, also known as wood sugar, birch sugar, and birch bark extract. But
give us all the sugar. Go regular peanut butter. Well, now I'm hungry.
For me, I like the peanut butter that's got nothing in it except maybe a dash of salt and just ground peanuts with all that oil in it. You mix it in the jar. It's like all nice and organic.
You would be that person.
Yeah, they're the best ones. That's why they cost the most money.
You don't want just the Kraft one?
Absolutely not.
Oh, my
full
God.
Full of sugar. What's
so,
the point?
It's so delicious.
Peanut butter is already perfect when it's just ground up peanuts with a dash of salt as well. Probably salt in there.
Smooth or crunchy?
Depends on me mood, really. Depends on me mood. Sometimes I go smooth, sometimes crunchy.
Do you think
actually.
The dogs would prefer crunchy because there's that extra nut, and, you know, like a bit, you know?
I think so.
Do you think they'd prefer crunchy?
Yeah, crunchy's a bit more playful.
Yeah, I
for
think
a dog.
So.
Yeah.
I reckon dogs prefer crunchy. We'll just say on behalf of dogs.
Have you tried these peanut butters that are just ground up peanuts, they with all the oil and you mix it in the
jar?
Yeah,
you know what
What's
I don't
wrong
like? The fact that you've got to mix it up before you spread it.
Yeah, but it's natural.
And it's not. I go Kraft.
That's God's
every
plan.
Time. You know what? You can't mess around with Vegemite. You can't go different Vegemite, Marmite. Nope, it's just Vegemite, and you just got to go Kraft peanut butter.
Nope.
You're wrong.
The ground up peanuts in the jar with a dash of salt is what
you
need.
We're going to have to put this to the test.
But anyway,
we're going to need to put up a poll.
Either way, as long as it's not the sugar-free one, Santa will be happy.
Okay, lucky.
But give her the good one with just peanuts. Keep it natural for the poor girl. Don't need to add sugar. It's already perfect as God made it.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog, and I want my dog to be in film.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What up? It's 20 minutes to 8 on CFM's Adam and Ari.
Word Sanger.
Something.
It is time to play Word Sanger. Theo, our word machine, will give you two words. If you think you know the word that goes in the middle of the Sanger, dial 1-300-655-922. If you get that word right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Word machine Theo, what up, fella? What you got for us, brother? Theo? Oh, there he is.
Your words for today are play and coffee.
Play and coffee.
There's a word that goes in the middle
play,
there.
Play, a missing word.
Play something, something, coffee. What comes after play? What comes before play, coffee? It's the same word.
Play, coffee.
Play something, something, coffee. What's the something? 1-300-655-922 if you'd like to play Word Sanger. Morning.
Morning.
Cloudy day. Word Sanger.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Kerry Lynn from Ulverston on with us to play Word Sanger. All right, our word machine Theo will give you the words, Kerry Lynn, and you tell us what you think goes in the middle.
Your words for today are play and coffee.
What are you thinking, Kerry Lynn?
Is it ground?
The word for my Sanger is ground. Playground. Ground
hey,
coffee.
Ari, how about this, Kerry Lynn?
Congratulations! In the draw to win that $50 voucher to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater.
Thank you.
More than welcome. Hey, Kerry Lynn, if you could have any job in the world right now, what would you want to do?
I'm happy with what I do. I love mine.
And what do you currently do?
I drive trucks and machinery.
Cool.
Very cool. You must listen to us a fair bit then.
I do, yes.
We appreciate Kerry Lynn. Kerry Lynn. Thank you for listening. Thanks for playing.
Hang there, we'll grab your details.
Thank you.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
My money don't jiggle, jiggle. It falls.
On Bernie's hit music station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Coming up next month, the 20th of August, at Mount Noman Farm is Tony's Imaginary Circus with special guests halfway to 4th. To tell us more, Freya Wild is on the phone. Morning, Freya.
Hello, how you doing?
Not too bad. So what is an imaginary circus? And who's Tony?
Well, Tony's actually a bit of a local legend. Tony Rook. He's 73. He's been living in Launceston for 50 years. And he ran for a long time the circus festival out at Golconda. And we have, together with Tony, myself, and three other acrobats, have formed a new circus company, contemporary circus company based in Launceston called Rook. And Tony's Imaginary Circus is our family-friendly show. Actually, all of our shows are pretty family-friendly at the moment. But it's a 45-minute show that's really geared towards the whole family. It's got acrobatics, hula hooping, clowning, magic. Yeah, lots of fun.
And how long have you guys been working together?
It varies. There's, some of us, me and one other guy in the company, we've been working together for about 12 years. And then the rest of us have kind of gotten to know each other more recently along the way. But, yeah, we're all, essentially, we got together to do this show, which turned into a company during COVID when we all moved back to Tevi to kind of, we all settled down to have families, and it's our way of continuing our craft without traveling all over the world anymore.
I am just reading a little bit more about it, and I just have to read this comment from Bo, age 7. This show was better than TV. No, this show was better than watermelon.
Big words.
Big words. I know. Yeah, he had a really good time. It was actually a kid of a friend of ours, and I can attest that watermelon is his absolute favourite food.
That makes sense. I was like, yeah, he must really like watermelon.
He loves it.
loved the show. So that's coming from a 7-year-old who has been through the show and watched it. So that's so exciting.
It's a really fun show. It's we presented it for the first time at Junction Arts Festival last year, and we sold out and ended up having to add an extra show because it was selling so well. So it's a very popular show. It's a lot of fun. And we've got halfway to 4th going to be performing with us, who are local. They're based about halfway to 4th.
Yeah.
Between Devonport and 4th, for people who know that area. And they're actually two brothers of one of our performers. So it's all kind of in the family, close. They're really good, you know, good friends and family, and also incredible musicians. So
perfect. Is it the first time you've done the show at Mount Noman Farm?
It is the first time we've done the show at Mount Noman Farm. I'm really looking forward to it. It's such a gorgeous venue. We know Guy pretty well, Guy who runs the farm, and we've been out to a few events there that are just so magical. It's such a beautiful space out there.
So if you want to go, it's happening again on Saturday the 20th of August, 5:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. and you can get tickets. Where can you get tickets?
You can get tickets at a number of places. If you go to Mount Noman Farm's website, they have an events page there with tickets. And you can also have a look through both Mount Noman's Facebook or the Facebook of our Facebook, which is We Are Rook on Facebook.
Amazing. Perfect.
Thanks so much, Freya Wild, one of the cast members of Tony's Imaginary Circus. Go check it out at Mount Noman Farm.
Thanks a lot. See you there.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning, Adam.
Good morning, Ari. Good morning to that boy you keep texting all morning to.
Oh, my boyfriend.
Yeah.
Morning, boyfriend.
More important than you listening.
More,
by the way, that boy.
Why, he is listening.
Apparently. Yeah, but
he's listening.
Lots of other people listening also. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay. Well, good morning to everyone and boyfriend.
I'd block him.
You're going to block him? Okay. All right.
Block him.
I'll do anything you say, Adam. Do you want me to block him?
Yeah, block him.
All right, officially blocked. No, can't do that. He's my boyfriend.
All right, before 9 o'clock, Nigel will tell us about the upcoming Haybridge Market. Chorus Kids.
Oh, my God, I'm so excited about Chorus Kids. I forgot.
Our song today is one I don't think either of us really know, but it's one that a lot of Northwest Coasters were suggesting the other day when we asked for the best kids song.
Yeah.
So there'll be a few that know it.
I can't wait not only to play Chorus Kids, but then to play the song afterwards. I think, this is a great day. It is a great day to have a great day.
Talking today as well about what job would you have if you could do any job. Poor old Stuart's written in saying anything but what I'm doing now.
Oh,
poor old Stuart. We've all been there before. Hang in there, Stuart. You can do it, mate.
Couple comments coming through as well. If they could afford it, a stay-at-home mum. That's from Nicole.
Mm.
Very valid point.
Definitely.
Very valid point.
Definitely hard work.
Yeah.
birthday book as well. If you know someone celebrating, get it registered. We'll shout it out on air very soon. And next, we're checking in with Renner of the Street Team. She's going to be at Valentino's. Spoiler alert.
Ooh, hammer.
Don't tell anyone, but go out there to Valentino's. Find her for some freebies.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Let's go to the streets.
Love.
Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
Alrighty, Ren, love is out and about the CFM Cruiser with...
a dog.
A Schnappy! Good morning, Ren.
Remy's trying to drag his own leg. He wants to go for a walk and now he's biting.
Well, go and see Renna and Remy. Where are you this morning?
I am here today at Valentino's Family Restaurant in Devonport, guys, with, of course, my dog, Remy. Come and see me, free pat. Guys, Valentino's Family Restaurant will deny $10 in every pizza sold tomorrow, Thursday, the 28th of July, and Friday, not just one day, but two. In support to Coins for Kids, visit their Facebook page to pre-order or give them a call, 6423-3377. On board the cruiser, I've got Coins for Kids bubbles thanks to Leafy Originals, Valentino's Family Restaurant caps, and Show Me Your Friends with Benefits key tag, and I will give you a bullet train movie ticket. I'm at Valentino's Family Restaurant in Devonport. Love.
And a big thanks to Valentino's for supporting Coins for Kids.
Happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me, happy birthday to me.
Time now to shout some birthdays out. First of all, we have one on the line at 1300 655 922. Go for it.
For Eliza Triffitt from Smithson, just from Wilkinson Farms. You just happy birthday for today from all your friends and family. Have a great day.
Happy birthday, happy Eliza, birthday! From us too.
Thank you so much for your call.
No problem. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Got more here as well, submitted through our website, cfmtaz.com.au. So these are all in the draw to win $50 to spend at peppermint parties in East Devonport, marquee photo booth and plenty more.
Emily Hewitt from Devonport, happy birthday to my darling little sister. Happy 24th birthday. I love you so much. To Arnie M, happy 24th birthday. Love your nephews, Ollie and baby Huxley.
Ashlyn Butler from Burnie, happy birthday from Mum, Dad and Xavier.
Ella Horton from Forest, happy 13th birthday, Ella. Hope you have a great day. Lots of love, Mum, Dad, Tanelia and Chloe.
Estelle from Sprayton, happy 5th birthday. Hope your day is as special as you are. Lots of love, Paula and Simon.
Isabel Townsend from Devonport, happy birthday to our Izzy Busy Bee. I hope all your dreams and wishes come true. Love, Mum.
Guess what? Got another one here for Isabel Townsend from Devonport. A big happy birthday to Isabel Townsend. Love, Auntie Christy, Richard, Nate, Britt and Ethan.
Isabel, you're popular. Happy birthday to our Izzy Busy Bee. Have a magical day. Love, Nanny, Ladybug and Barry.
Actually got one here for Isabel Townsend from Devonport. Happy birthday, Izzy, from Craig, Nikita and Brock.
So weird. I've got one here for her too.
You don't.
Happy birthday, beautiful. Have a wonderful day. Love, Dad, Kendall and baby Harry.
CFMTAS.com.au to get the birthday entries in. Next up, we're talking about what job would you do if you could do any job out there in the worldwide... no, just the wide world.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
All right, all morning you've been writing in. What job would you do if you could do any job right now? A lot of people have said midwives, nurses, firefighters, paramedics, a lot of noble pursuits.
Just go get it done.
Yeah.
Live your best dreams. Natalie said a postie. Would you like to be a postie?
My mate Spiro, he was a postie for a little while.
Was he?
I think he enjoyed it, yeah.
Get to drive around on that little bike.
Yeah, he had one of those, you know, the weird bikes with the little shelter over
it?
Yeah, he rode on one of them.
Ooh, that's nice.
He didn't have a motorcycle license or anything like that, but he didn't need it for the push bike ones with the little cover. So he was covered from all the rain,
electric
hail.
Electric push bike?
Surely. I think so, yeah.
Surely.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good way to stay fit, though, isn't it?
Mm.
Just get peddling a job away. That you got to pedal with.
That's right. Paper round.
Oh, stop it.
Catalogue run. I don't think you get paid very much for that.
No, but at least getting fit.
Yeah. Anthony's written, raise money for our Australia-wide public hospital system.
Oh, that's a good one.
Currently working, opening curtains and looking out windows and truck driving, he said.
A lot of truck drivers commenting saying that they love their job too as well. Yeah. Diane has said, running a dog rescue. Wouldn't that be adorable? You get to bed with a little Snoopy.
Yeah, it'd be pretty fun, wouldn't it? And Zara's written in she'd like to be a mattress tester so she can get paid to sleep.
Boy.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 107.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
Rightio, up next, in honour of it being the last week of Coins for Kids, by the way, don't forget tomorrow and Friday, Valentino's, $10 from every pizza.
Pre-order your pizzas now. Oh, yum, that cheesy goodness.
Eating pizza for a good cause.
Yum, stop.
And also, school's back this week, and also Jess Bennett came up with a great name for it. So in honour of all that, we're doing Chorus Kids next.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
What job would you do if you could do any job? And Lisa's written in saying, I'd like to be a wiggle, which leads us nicely into this.
Sing it to the chorus!
La, la, la!
Chorus
Kids!
Sing it!
It is time to play Chorus Kids! Oh my God, this has been the highlight of my entire week. So exciting. If you know the lyrics to this song, give us a call, 1-300-655-922. We'll play a snippet. You need to finish the chorus to become a Chorus Kid. And if you get it right, you'll be in the draw to win a $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They're local, just like us.
All right, our talk topic the other day was what's the best kids song, and the coast went mental for this one.
We're going up, 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 and then we
stop, freeze. Don't let us down, coast. What's the next bit? 1-300-655-922. If you know it, we'll gug in. People were saying it's such a banger. A lot of people.
So many comments about it.
All right, we'll go again one more time.
We're going up, 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 and then we stop, freeze.
Do you know the next bit? 1-300-655-922 to be a Chorus Kid.
Sing it to the chorus.
La, la, la.
Chorus
Kids.
Sing it.
Trent from Devonport on with us to be a Chorus Kid today. You know this song, Trent?
Wiggles fan from way back.
All right. Oh, yes, go Trent!
All right, we'll give you the line. You just take it from there, Trent. Let's do it.
We're going up, 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 and then we stop, freeze.
Go, 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 Trent!
Do the propeller, do the propeller, do the propeller around and around.
Oh, listen to him. Let's check it. Absolutely. He's done it again. Around,
Trenny
boy!
Trent!
You legend, Trent. You Chorus Kid.
That was absolutely phenomenal. You're in the draw to win that $50 Leading Edge Electronics voucher. They're local just like us.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Well done, Trent. Hang there. I'll grab your details.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on Bernie's Hit Music Station, 101.7 CFM. Call 1-300-655-922.
We've got on the phone with us Nigel to tell us about the Heybridge Market. It's coming up on the 14th of August, which is a Sunday. Morning, Nigel.
Morning, how are you?
Morning. We're good, thanks. We're doing well, thank you. So what's going to be happening at the market?
So we're trying to generate some interest for the new Heybridge Football Club recreational ground. So we're trying to get a market off the ground this year with the future idea of having one next year. Hopefully we can have it on a monthly basis and also get a bit of interest into the community by having the market on a Sunday, and then we can genuinely invite people, get interest. We'd like produce, we'd like craft stalls.
Yeah.
So if we can get all that happening, I think we're off to a good start for next year as well. But at the same time, I'd like to, on the 14th of August, starting at 9 a.m, we have a market for the general public to come and visit us. Bring your own table. $20 table fee.
Yeah.
I think a bit of interest has been shown already. So we thought, well, we'll start at 9 o'clock, finish about 1 at the Heybridge Recreational Ground at River Road, Heybridge.
Wonderful. Now, if anyone is interested in maybe booking a spot to have a table, do they need to give you a buzz or email or contact?
They can call me on 0418 142
660.
Wonderful.
Alrighty. And so what kind of crafts and produce specifically are we expecting there?
Oh, we're sort of hoping that we can get the ladies and the gentlemen out with their crafts that they've been making at home over the COVID period and get them out and advertise them and try and sell them, and we can all generate a little bit of money from that day.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds amazing.
Maybe some homegrown produce?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's what we're hoping, that someone will turn up and say that they've got some homegrown produce they'd like to sell and take a stall for us. We'll have a sausage sizzle there on behalf of the Caprona Football Club.
Yep. Who doesn't love a sausage sizzle?
That's right, everyone likes the sausage.
Exactly.
We put the onion on the top or the onion on the bottom, but we'll sort that out on the day.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where the onion goes, it's delicious.
That's right.
That's what sausage sizzles are all about, freedom. You can put your onion where you like.
Yes, exactly. That's it.
Nigel, thanks so much for telling us about it. The Heybridge Market, it's happening on the 14th of August, a Sunday, 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. at the recreational grounds. Cheers, mate.
Thank you very much.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Morning. You got Adam and Ari for your Wednesday morning.
Good morning, Snoopies.
We're discussing this morning what job would you do if you could do any job. We had Kerry Lynn on from Ulverston this morning.
Oh, I'm happy with what I do. I love mine.
And what do you currently do?
I drive trucks and machinery.
We also had Rob. He wrote in and said, I'd like to stay doing what I'm doing now, driving a white and chrome Mack truck.
Very cool.
Truckies love it.
You know what? It's because they listen to us and they enjoy us.
Makes their job better, obviously. Arrogant, though, to say.
I know, right? Oh, no. Stop. Beck Knowles has said, I wanted to be a dolphin trainer.
Oh, yeah. That'd be pretty interesting.
That would be real cool, wouldn't it?
Hanging out with dolphins.
The most intelligent creature. A little bit scary at the same time.
Dolphins?
Yeah.
I think from time to time they can get scary, but I don't think they do that towards humans, though. I think we're safe. I think they like us.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Sarah's written in, I'd be pretty happy with Robert Irwin's job.
I mean, we'd all be pretty happy with Robert Irwin.
Well, I don't know. You can say that, but not me.
Not you. What about Bindi?
But he, no, thanks. Look, they're a bit young.
They are, actually.
But that's another one, working with animals. A lot of people saying working with animals. And Skye's written in, I don't know, she maybe has some kind of past that is the reason for this, but she said she'd like to host Cheetahs Tasmania. You ever see the show Cheetahs?
No.
It's a show where they just catch people cheating in bed or something from ages ago. She'd like to host the Tasmanian version, so I don't know. I don't know who hurt.
That's a show?
Who hurt you, Sky? I don't know.
Yeah.
The weekend coming
honestly,
up.
Honestly, I'll help you with it, though.
Imagine Dragons.
Like,
this is Anne-Marie, 2002. CFM.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That's the end of our show, but today the cruise across only had Renner in Devonport.
Because Caden,
our Bernie boy,
has left us. Just for this week.
Yeah, he's a bit of a big shot. So we're now part of the ARN network. They've got stations all around the country, including Golden Kiss in Melbourne.
Oh, my God. Kiss, Lauren and Jace. Oh, one of my favourite stations. I love their content. And not only do I love them, you love Christian.
Yeah, well, I think I'm correct because they're the number one breakfast show, Christian. So I don't know the facts and evidence.
It's on Gold, though. I feel like this is so you and I.
Well, I don't know about their playlist. I probably would prefer the Kiss playlist, to be honest.
Probably.
I just like his show. But, yeah, they do have the Golden Oldies playlist.
Yeah, so Adam, typical Adam, likes the oldies one. And typical me likes the hip one.
I like the show. The oldies is a bit too old for me, I think, on their station. But
Caden is in their building right now.
He's sitting in with their promo people, seeing how it's done.
Yeah, we were trying to call him for the cruise across to check in, you know, see if we could get on their show.
And he didn't answer, but he did call back the what is it called? The office.
Oh my God, get your words out, Ad.
He called the office, so we're thinking his phone's back on. We'll give him another go.
Caden,
it's Adam and Ari.
Caden who?
Is this Caden from Gold 104.3?
Sorry, guys.
Is this Caden from Gold 104.3?
No, and Christian's here in the car with me if you want to speak with him.
No, he's not, is he?
Yeah, 100%.
No,
rubbish.
You're lying.
Rubbish. You're going to put on a British accent.
I am not. I can't do accents. You guys should know that.
Put him on.
He doesn't want to talk to you, Adam. He doesn't.
Yeah, rubbish.
Yeah,
full of crap.
All lies. I think Adam's a little bit excited.
Mate, how did it go? Were you there for the tradie games this morning?
Yes, yeah, we were there for the tradie games. So bright and early. It all went really, really well.
Did you get all the secrets you can bring back for us, or?
I've got a few secrets I'll bring back, but,
Do they do things different to us, brother?
Well, they do. They do indeed. But it's part of the excitement. We can soon learn, can't we?
Oh, yeah, I've got Christian O'Connell's book in my nightstand.
You've got what?
I've got his book in my nightstand.
That's cute.
Just to let you know, just in case. Yeah. It's actually Adam's book.
I was about to say, is Adam jealous of that book?
Well, it's actually his.
I am a bit jealous because I haven't had it all year.
12 months in my nightstand.
Bless.
Did you meet Christian and say hello, or he doesn't speak to...
Peasants.
Volunteer
no,
lackeys.
Christian doesn't speak to peasants.
Does he not?
No. He wasn't there this morning. He was back in the studio, so...
Yeah, right.
Oh, Adam's so devastated that he's not there
now. Pretty pissed off.
He is, like, your most favourite radio host ever.
Not number one, but he's up there, top five.
Top five? Okay, well, which number in the top five?
Oh, I haven't thought about it.
Well, you need to think about it right now so Caden can tell him on Friday.
Three.
He's your third favourite.
Well, don't tell him that. Tell him number one.
Well, I'll see how we go. Okay, let's see if we can let him know that.
Thank you. He says you're his number three right here. Well, thanks very much. That's very wonderful. That's very kind.
Dylan, you're Adam's third favourite. Who's first and second?
I don't know. I just panicked and thought,
You talk about him all the time, though.
Yeah,
he's number one.
It's part of our network, You've got to support your network.
I can't believe you didn't just say number one. That would have been so much easier than saying third.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to be accurate. I was trying to, authenticity.
Am I number one? Is that why?
Yeah. Adam, if I do get the chance to meet him, is there a question you want me to ask?
Is it true that Carl Pilkington stole half his content from Christian?
Okay.
Because that's what they used to talk about. Ricky Gervais, Steve Merchant and Carl Pilkington used to talk about the fact that all Carl's ideas were coming from Christian's breakfast show that was on the same station at the time.
Right, okay.
One time he told the story about a hippo eating someone at a circus, and I'd love to know what the actual story is because I've only heard it through Carl, and it's all wrong.
Okay, I'll ask him.
Hey, Caden, we thought you were going to do a cruise across with us from Mel this morning.
Oh, we could do it Friday.
Just say,
let's do it on Friday!
Come and see me. I'm here in the Melbourne CBD with Coast Best Free Stuff.
Well, I'm going to go, guys. You have a good day.
Bye, Caden.